Blog Talk Radio. Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. And we just want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global, PNN. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We're so grateful that you have decided to join us. Amen. We're so grateful, so grateful, so grateful for each and everyone joining us on tonight. We pray that you've had a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen, Jesus, and that you have now, amen, come into this place. Amen, Jesus, that we can worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Glory to God. We're just excited for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. The Lord is truly doing us well. He is doing us well, people of God. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. It's an inside job. Amen. It's an inside situation. Amen. Glory to God. As the song says, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Amen. Glory be to God. Have y'all heard that song? Amen. Glory be to God. There's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, there's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We thank him for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Working on the inside. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Working on the inside, making himself, amen, visible to the whole world. Amen. Through us. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on today. We just want to thank God for each and every one of you as you're coming in. People of God, we want to ask you to go ahead. Go ahead on tonight and invite someone to come in. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Tell them to come on in, people of God. Amen. Tell them that. Tell them, amen, that there's a blessing, amen, in store for them on tonight. So we just give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Go ahead and take somebody. Tell them to come on in. Glory to God. Tell them. Tell them. Amen. Surely there's a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. And we're not going to tarry tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have, amen, a man of God with us on tonight, and we want to give him full space. Glory to God, our prophet of the Most High. Amen. We want to give him full space, amen, to say and to give us all that the Lord has for him. Amen. So we're not going to tarry. Amen. But we want you to go ahead and send those text messages out. As always, we want to give God thanks for all of our listeners in particular, amen, just to mention a couple of the countries, amen, that are with us. We just thank God for you, amen. Glory to God, amen. Brazil and Sweden and Denmark and India, the Philippines, glory to God. Australia, Uganda, glory to God. The UK, amen, glory to God. And, of course, the continental, amen. Glory be to God. So somewhere along the line, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we pick you up that you are listening with us. You're part of the listening audience throughout, amen. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you, each and every one of you. We just always like to let you know that we appreciate you. We appreciate you for coming out to be a part. There's so much more that you could be doing, glory to God, but you, listen, you counted it not robbery to just come and fellowship with us here on the Prayer News Network. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for you, each and every one of you. We thank you for telling someone about the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. We thank God for you for helping us getting the word out. Amen. There's a lot of transitioning that's going on in the earth. Amen, Jesus. But listen, PNN is just a voice that's crying in the wilderness. Amen. The Lord is using his men and women of God coming to declare a word. Amen, Jesus. The word unto you, glory to God. The word, the solid word, so that you can stand firm and be not shaken, glory to God, by what you see. Amen. But knowing that the word of the Lord, hey, God, I'm telling you, people of God, that's your found, that's our strong foundation. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for the men and women of God that are coming to declare and decree the word, amen, over us, amen, unto us, glory to God, so that we, again, will not be shaken by anything that is going on. Amen. So we thank God for it. Thank you again for helping us to get the word out to everybody. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I want to ask you, if you would, go ahead and send out those text messages. Let someone know that we are here and that we're live. Amen. People of God, as always, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is absolutely free. Amen. We'll give you two numbers at the end whereby you can text us and we'll get the broadcast link to you. We'll send it directly to your phone. It doesn't cost you anything, people of God. But when you get it, amen, we want you to send it. Amen. Send it out to somebody. Glory to God. Send it out. Amen. Surely as you're blessed, glory to God, we want you to bless others. So as you get the word that is being proclaimed here on this Prayer News Network, we want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, help us to get the word out. Send it to somebody. You just never know. The word that you send may be the word to save someone's life. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We're thanking him. I'm thanking him for my leaders on tonight. Glory to God, each and every one of them. Amen, Jesus. First and foremost, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the lover of our soul. Amen. I just give God thanks and praise. I love him. Glory be to God. Amen. I love him because he first loved me. Amen. Glory be to God. I just bless him on tonight. I feel another song. As our listeners are continuing to come in, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And the song says, hallelujah. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. Oh, I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation way out on Calvary. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Do you love him, people of God? Do you love him? Glory be to God. He purchased our salvation. Glory to God. Way out, way out, way out on Calvary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, Sometimes your mind and your spirit just got to go on a think journey, glory to God. And when we begin to think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for us, people of God, glory be to God. Listen, hallelujah, glory to God, you begin to get stirred in your spirit, amen. You begin to get grateful in your spirit, amen. You get the glass, glory to God, amen. He's stirring himself in us, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him, amen, on tonight, amen. Christ in us, the hope of glory, amen. And when we begin to think about that glory, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Listen, because this world is not our home, amen. It's not our home, people of God. It's not our final destination. And here we are, glory to God, making preparation for eternity, amen, that we can reign with him in his universal and everlasting kingdom, amen. So we bless the Lord on today, amen, because he loves us. He loves us just that much, amen. He's already made the way, amen. So we give God thanks for him on tonight, amen. I just want to thank God for our celestial intercessor, amen, the late apostle Dr. S. D. James, thanking God for him, amen, Jesus, how he has traversed through this earth, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Now he's gone on to take his rest, glory to God, and here we are, people of God, here we are, amen, Jesus, yet trying to hold up this bloodstained banner, amen, to let people know, look, it's this blood that was shed for you, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, way out on Calvary. This is how much he loved you. He gave his life. He gave his blood. Glory to God. Amen. Thanking the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for again, the man of God, thanking him for, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Our senior apostle on tonight, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Dr. Samuel Huggins James, glory to God. Our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, thanking the Lord for him, thanking God for, amen, the women of God, amen, the first ladies that stand by their sides, amen. Just giving God thanks, glory to God tonight for all leaders that make up the body of Christ, glory to God, amen. Thanking God for the grace to lead, yes, sir, amen, Jesus, glory to God. I'm talking about the grace to lead righteously, amen, to lead a people unto truth, amen. Glory be to God. There are a lot of leaders out there, people of God, amen. But there are a lot of leaders, glory to God, amen, that listen, glory to God, their paths are going a whole lot of ways. But we thank God for the one way, glory to God, that one way to God, amen. Glory be to God. There is no other way. There is no other way. One way to God, amen. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight, thanking him for all of our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, amen, that have extended their hands and their hearts, glory to God, to keep this work moving forward. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, we couldn't do it without them, amen. But we thank God, amen, for them occupying their place in their space in this work, amen. We thank God on tonight, people of God, for all of our leaders that come to the line, constantly come to the line to be fed, come to the line to hear what the Lord, amen, is declaring through his holy vessels, amen. We thank God for that. We thank God for you, each and every one of you, people of God, amen. And again, that helps us to keep this line moving, to help keep it going, amen. Glory to God. We couldn't do it without you. So we just thank God for you on tonight. Glory be to God for each and every one of you. Amen. Go ahead and send out those text messages and let a couple of people know that we're here. Amen, Jesus. We're not going to hold the line long, people of God, because we want to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen, Jesus. We know that a lot of you are going into your houses of worship on tomorrow. Glory be to God. Going to church on tomorrow. Glory to God. So we're not going to hold you long. Amen. But we're going to release the line. Amen. To see what the Lord will say on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Are you ready, people of God? Are you ready on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. Get ready for your blessing. Get your pen. Get your pencil. Glory to God. Get your paper on tonight. Glory to God, because the Lord surely has a word for you on tonight. Amen. Go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen. To let someone know, amen, that the PNN is live. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless.
The recording has started.
On tonight, glory be to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Thanking God again for our listeners that are continuing to come in. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We're grateful. grateful, 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 grateful for you on tonight. Amen. Grateful that you're leaning this way. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So at this time, we would that you prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Glory to God that we would hear. Amen. What thus saith the Lord, as we always say, Psalm 66 and 18, we can't go to God any kind of way. Amen, Jesus, but we got to go before him the right way. Amen. Glory to God. That's the way of the tabernacle. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God that we go by the brazen altar. Glory to God. Amen, that we be strapped down. Amen, that we yield our will, that the will of the Lord be done. Amen. Then we got to see ourselves. Glory to God, in the labor of water. We got to see ourselves, people of God. Amen, Jesus. This is the way that the Lord, amen, has already established. So many people try to do away with the tabernacle. Glory to God. But listen, when a foundation is set in the earth, glory be to God. Hey, by God himself, and he said to Moses, amen, don't deviate. Amen. Don't turn. Don't deviate. Glory to God. Amen. But do according to the pattern. Glory to God. So we... Amen, Jesus, we know that we're not, amen, sacrificing, amen, goats and bulls, glory to God, but we become a living sacrifice, amen, glory be to God. So at tonight, glory to God, amen, if you would heal your heart, amen, Jesus, glory to God, as we go into prayer, amen, hallelujah, as we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, as we offer unto you, Lord, the sacrifices of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, somebody, just begin to offer unto him the sacrifices of praise. Glory be to God. The scripture says, let everything that has breath, glory to God, praise the Lord. Amen. Come on and praise him on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices unto him. Glory to God, for the Lord is good. The Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. And we come on tonight, glory to God, for he's given us a will. Glory to God, and we yield our will. Glory to God, to give him praise on tonight. Yay, glory to God. Hallelujah, to give him praise on tonight. Glory to God, to give him praise for his, ha, glory to God, give him praise for his goodness on tonight. Giving him praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for his keeping power. Giving him praise on tonight. Glory to God, for how he's just kept us all day long. Giving him praise on tonight. Glory to God, for all that he's done. Glory to God. Giving him praise on tonight. Glory be to God, for his promises unto us, his people. For his promises are yea and amen. Glory to God. And Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. And here we are, glory to God, we've come. We've come, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We've come assembling ourselves unto this place at this time. Glory to God. We're coming on today, glory to God, with uplifted hands. We're coming on today, glory to God, yielded unto you in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, on today, glory to God, we want to say, have your way. Father, have your way, oh, glory to God. Have your way on this line tonight. Have your way, glory to God, in this people. Have your way, glory to God, wherever this line extends on tonight. Father, we say, have your way on tonight. Glory to God. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come in the midst of us. Thy will be done, oh, God, and thy kingdom come in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming on tonight, glory to God. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us tonight. Renew a right, hallelujah, renew, glory to God, hallelujah, the right spirit within us on tonight. Glory be to God. Have thy way on tonight. Have thy way in us, glory to God. Have thy way on tonight. Cause thy will, oh glory, have thy will to be perfected in each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, in the precious name, oh God, glory be to God, glory to Messiah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we said, do what you will on tonight. Father, for here we all come at the close song of this Sabbath on today. Glory to God. And we want to thank you. Thank you for you've been good to us. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. All week long, Father, you've been good to us. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you on tonight for victory. We're thanking you for sweet victory. We're thanking you on tonight for your overcoming power. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. Yes, Shana Mahaya. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and we've assembled ourselves on tonight. Glory be to God, Father, on this night. Father, speak to our hearts. Speak on tonight. Glory to God, a word of direction. Speak on tonight. That divine will in our lives. Speak on tonight. Father, the word, higher. Oh, God, to perform, to heal, to deliver, and to set your people free. Father, speak on tonight. Glory be to God. We ask you, oh God, we ask you on tonight to save. Save your people. Glory to God. Save your people on tonight from their sins. Father, deliver. Glory to God from the hand and the plan of the enemy. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, strengthen on tonight. Cause your people to be lifted in the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Glory to God. Do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. All that thou will. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for the Isles of the Sea. We're thanking you, oh God, the Middle East. We're thanking you, Father, for the West on tonight. We're thanking you for the South on tonight. Father, move by your Spirit. Move, glory to God. Holy Ghost, move on tonight. Glory to God. Change lives. Transform your people in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the election according to grace. We thank you on tonight, Father, for all that you're about to do. We bless you. We thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, now we say, Father, have that way on tonight. Father, cause your anointing to rest upon us. Rest upon this line. Rest upon this people. Rest upon these airways. Father, we said, do what you will. Father, we take the limit off. Glory to God. Do what you will on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, speak now. Glory be to God. Cause thy word to come forth. Glory to God. Thy word that brings light. Thy word that's a lamp unto our feet. Thy word, oh, Boshaba. Go, Kashana Mahaya. Thy word, oh, God, that cleanses your people on tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We ask you on tonight, oh, God, to bless your speaker. Bless the man of God on tonight. Bless the man of God, Ebo Shanaba. Strengthen on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen on the enemy. Oh, God, haya, nikanana mahaya. Hey, glamoshe, God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your revelated word on tonight. Your word that reveals, oh, God, your heart until your people. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're about to do. We thank you for your choice anointing. We thank you. Oh, glory to God for your choice anointing. Oh, God, cause us to savor. Cause us, oh, God, to savor. Cause us on tonight to savor. Glory to God, your choice anointing unto your people. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We ask it, oh, God, that you hide us behind the cross. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemy by the power and authority. Glory to God that you've invested in each and every one. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, every one of us, your blood-washed believers. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your glory. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you. Glory to God. Hiya, for your choice anointing on tonight. Do what you will. Oh, Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking on this night that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us on tonight. Cover us and we shall be covered in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid backlash of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. We forbid on tonight. We forbid, oh, God, as sons of God, we forbid backlash of the enemy on the precious name of Jesus. Cause your word to go forth. Oh, God, in power and in demonstration. And for this, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God for all that you've done. Glory to God for you've established the end before the beginning. And we thank you tonight. We bless you. We love you. We glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God, again. We bless. Amen. Glory to God. For if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give God praise. Amen. We could thank him from now until eternity, and it would not be enough. Amen. But we bless the Lord on tonight, people of God, for we have come, amen, assembled here to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. Glory be to God. We pray that you're attentive. Amen. Lord, teach us how to hear. Father, teach us how to hear. Oh, God, teach us, glory to God, how to hear your voice. Glory to God, and we shall obey in the precious name of Jesus. But tonight, people of God, we're so excited. Amen. It's been a minute, amen, since the man of God has been with us. Glory to God. But we thank God that the Lord enabled him, amen, to find space in his schedule, in his time on tonight, to come and be with us, to bless, glory to God, God's people, to hear, amen, to give warning, amen, to what the Lord will say. Amen, to us on tonight, and coming to us, people of God, coming all the way from Alachua, Florida, amen, Jesus, by way of Elohim's Revival Center International, glory be to God, people of God, he's no stranger, glory be to God, no stranger to us, and we thank God, amen, glory be to God, that the Lord has placed him in path of this prayer news network. So tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the man of God, amen, the prophet of the Most High, glory be to God, Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. It is an honor and a privilege to be back among the saints of God one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We truly bless the Lord for what he is doing and what he has done. We bless the Lord for the woman of God that is host of this line, and broken her body over and over again. And I just thank God for her dedication to the cause of the gospel. I thank God for her dedication to the purpose of the gospel, and I honor the Lord for her because there's not many people that will continue the race. There's not many people that will continue the race.
Mm-hmm.
Some want numbers inside the house while others look for numbers outside and in revivals and tents. But this she has found the place, a refuge for the people of God to come. We honor the presence of God tonight for her and the PNN Network and to all of you men and women of God and great clergy. We thank God for you. We honor our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. We thank God for Apostle Samuel Huggins James. We thank God for Bishop Caitlin Tenner. Thank God for everyone in their respective places. Amen. It is definitely a honor and a privilege. Yeah, honor and a privilege. I haven't been with you guys in a while. But, amen, we're going to dive into this assignment. Truly, it is an assignment. And I'm going to try to get you out of here because I know everybody got church tomorrow. Supposed to be in church tomorrow. Amen. But now we can find out what all the warfare has been about. I'm going to share two dreams with you before we get into the word. It's going to kind of bring things together. The first dream I had, it was last month. Both of them were one of them was last month. And in the dream, I was walking in the hospital corridor. I had a white female short doctor on one side and a tall male doctor on the other side. And I was in the middle of the wall where all the patients were behind this see-through glass wall. But the hall was so long. It was miles and miles long. But it had patients all behind it. And as I continued to walk, I began to look at the patients behind the glass, and they had tubes in their nose and their mouth. And they had a fungus coming out of their mouth and their nose and their ears, and it was coming all out of their pores. And while in the dream, I remember stopping and looking at the glass and saying, God, what is its name? I need to know what its name is. And I woke up out of the dream, shared that with Pastor Moody's church, Tree of Life, EPC in Palatka. This was on the 11th of this month. That next day, I had another dream. And in this dream, I was sitting in the hotel room on the bed watching TV. The news was on, and the TV was so low, but it was like I was watching myself watching the news, and I said, now, I know I can't hear the news over here, so I know I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, and I know he can't hear it, speaking to myself in the dream. And I seen the red broadcast come across the emergency alert. Didn't pay attention to that, but I can hear commotion going on outside. And so I went outside, and I seen all these people, a whole bunch of white people and a few black people outside. And I stepped off the sidewalk, Mr. Bradley, and as I stepped off the sidewalk, I was in the middle of all these white people, and they was looking up. And I kept saying, what is wrong with these people? Why do they keep looking up in the sky? And as I began to lift my head up in the sky, the Lord took me up out of the earth, and he snatched me all the way up out of the earth and suspended me in space. I was floating in thin air, looking back at the earth. And the Lord said, do you see now why they're looking up? A ring of fire was burning down off of the earth. And the veil of protection had been gone. And when I came out of the dream, the Lord gave me two assignments. And that was warn his people, instruct his people, and let them know that things have accelerated and things are about to take place in the earth. Amen. So tonight I want to take you into two places. Revelation chapter 6 is being where we're going to be at, because I need you to understand some stuff that's getting ready to happen in the earth and that's already taking place in the earth. And so Revelation chapter 6, very familiar passage of Scripture, one verse. Revelation 6 and verse 8. And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth. Now, this is what I want you to see that I didn't see until today. The instructions was to kill with a sword. This means create violence. And with hunger. This means create famines, food shortages. And with death, pestilence, diseases, sicknesses, viruses, plagues. And with the beast of the earth, animals killing people. So, understanding where we are now, and I'm going to take you where I took your life at, and I'm going to jump over. So from a certain year span, we had the Red Horse Rider from 2000 to 2009. Black Horse Road 2017. Tail Horse is riding road, started riding 2000 or earlier than that, 2017 to 2021, and still is riding. Now, as we see the pale horse riding, we get out of the horses into seals. Minister Bradley, the Lord told me, he said, the next seals that will be opened will not be seen, but they'll be heard. They won't be heard, but they'll be seen, excuse me. And so as he began to instruct me concerning these seals, he took me over to Revelation 6, and he began to deal with me concerning the types of death that will be in the Lamb, and that is in the Lamb. So death still rides upon the earth with Satan on his back. And you got to be mindful of these types of death in the coming season. Accidental death, premature death, death by demonic assassination, delayed care death. This is when you go to the hospital or go to the doctor and they delay your care, or you delay your care yourself. Death due to stress, stuff you cannot fix, things you cannot solve, cause heart attacks and strokes. And death due to body negligence. This means that you willfully did not drink water, take your vitamins, your herbs, and all of these things. You didn't do the things that were necessary for your body's maintenance. And so because of that, these are the types of debt that is running into the earth. Now, I don't know if you know about a little Gainesville, Florida area where Bishop Tenney is. Gainesville, Florida has ranked number 2 in homicides right under Chicago. Every single day, teenagers, 17-year-old, 13-year-old, 14- and 12-year-old child is running around with a gun in their hand, shooting up parties and events.
Mm-hmm.
So the assignment of death moved from random white men driving through cities, killing up folk and shooting people, and then leaving and going to another city and doing the same thing. Now it is teenagers, young black boys with guns that have no structure during the summer that have decided to pick up, instead of a water gun, they pick up a 9mm pistol into your child's birthday party and unload like it's the 4th of July. The spirit of suicide is running rapid. Saints have begun to start tampering with spirits of necromancy, opening doors, opening portals, giving access to demonic spirits to possess them.
Jesus.
Young lady, I know husband was doing necromancy, conjuring the dead, summoning the dead, talking to the dead, lighting candles and calling the dead. Necromancy. A few weeks ago, this same young man jumped off of a skyscraper and bust the back of his head wide open. Laying in the hospital now on life support. He'll never speak or walk again.
Jeez.
So these are the spirits that are running the earth right now. Because now saints now have begun to dabble over in the witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're no longer able to access the altar in the church and play sacrificial games on the altar in church, so now they're getting tarot cards. This wasn't where I was going, but I'm going to go here. Now they're getting tarot cards, Ouija boards, and now they're full out blown doing witchcraft. They call it enhancing their ancestral access. So now you're using ancestral magic, and you're using voodoo to use the pain of your ancestors' suffering.
Mm.
Priest, something that's pure, but you can't mix holy with unholy because it's profane. It'll
right.
never work. So as we begin to move through the times, that we'll see the unraveling of the church.
Jesus.
The unraveling and the dismantling of the church. Number one, a lot of mega churches will be found out for their traction agreement with FEMA and with Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. He shared with me concerning the Delta variant. And Lord showed me this thing with his hand, and he said, look at this. And he said, I want you to see this. He said, it started out with the name COVID. Now it is Delta. Now COVID-19 has had all types of variants, but it was still COVID. COVID-19, and it was the variant. COVID-19 is the variant. Now this is the Delta variant. What is so uniquely different about this variant? So the Greek meaning of the word Delta, being the fourth position relative to the designated, is a carbon atom and an organic molecule at which an atom or a group may be substituted instituted. So what it tells me specifically about this variant is that you cannot identify its genetics because it has the ability to change at any given moment. So as we continue to progress through the years, we will begin to see a lot of disturbance in the land, a lot of chaos in the land. There were things you need to start doing now is checking the firewall status of your internet connection, ensuring that your home internet connection, if it's connected to any device, that it is disconnected and forgotten from the network every time you stop using it. Why are we doing this? Because the new cyber war or the new attack now is in cyber. So Russia now hired a whole bunch of black hackers. We'll call them that. But they hired a whole bunch of these hackers. These are underground individuals that they come from the black market. The whole black market is a whole place. And these hackers were paid by Russia to hack infrastructures of the United States. And if you don't believe me, why in the world does every week we turn around, meat them and hack, gas them and hack, everything is being hacked. America fails infrastructurally in this area because our cyber technology is weak and vulnerable. And the reason why it's weak and vulnerable is because we thought the greatest war was going to be in nuclear arms. And so we invested billions of dollars into nuclear arsenal, and we forgot about cyber war. I don't need a nuke to disable your economy. All I need is a virus to set you back 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. And once I do that, then I'm what? Able to throw a government into chaos. I'm able to what? Disable a government. So what do you need? Understand, clear things. Make sure you go to your local municipality and check your rules and regulations for well drilling. And I'm not talking about a big well. I'm just talking about a hand pump well. Just find out what your regulation is for well digging on your property. Find out what the policy is and then begin to learn how to install a hand pump well. You tap into the aquifer itself, cap it off, make sure it's deep enough into the ground. Make sure that you take it down at least 3 to 4 feet beyond the point of where you tap water, to make sure that you don't run into air pockets or drought, or that you don't suck up nothing that you don't need to suck up in them. It is better that if you buy a hand pump well that has its own strainer system built into the pipe, so that will filter out sand. A hand pump well will keep you with continual water. For those who have a concealed weapon permit, I know you was trying to find your ammo, but go now. If you can tomorrow, Monday, go get your ammo because it's coming back into storage. So go get your ammo and store up. And if you don't have your permit, seek to get that and resolve that quickly. Based upon your state, local, and country laws. Solar power. solar energy. You need solar energy. Tonight is about instructions. Solar energy. You need solar energy. Lumber is starting to reduce its prices again. So even if you're not building anything, to those who are carpenters and those who like to build little miniature projects, go and get you some lumber. Go get some lumber, store it up for time that's coming. Understand you got to learn how to grow your own food. We've heard the man of God tell us this for years and years. And even with a cyber hack, I'm still sitting the same, still sitting there, still looking. He ain't got a piece of land, ain't putting nothing on it. And some of us got land and just go out there and look at it, grass drying up. But you got to know how to grow your own food, know how to survive. The next system to be severely hit is the workers' union. Your local stores, food chain, fast food. You have these places that are going to be hit next when it comes to employment shortages. Now, I know many of y'all say that, oh, they're lazy because the government giving this money. No. The reason why there's a shortage is because several things. The eyes of people of black and minority have come open. And so now they're no longer working in a position where they're being oppressed. Number two. People like myself who are diverse and inclusive majors, individuals who enforce policies of diverse inclusion in the workplace, our area of study is under attack by the removal of critical race theory. So when they remove critical race theory, what does that mean? That jobs now can begin to evade policies that will require them to hire a cultural-based employment. And so now employees now, people of color, and young people now have decided that they would rather work from home than to work in an office to not have to deal directly with a supervisor. And there are work-from-home jobs that are paying you $20 and $25 when a regular job is only paying you 10 and 15 and 11 and sometimes less than that. And that's not enough money to live off of. I just recently did a consultancy, for a local business. The employees get paid $10 an hour. Average rent is $1,000-something, gas and food and all of this stuff. And once everything is calculated, that's $23 a month that their employees is surviving off of every month. Nobody's going to work when all they're getting is suffrage. So places like McDonald's is revamping themselves. Popeyes is expanding its place of a business. The different urban locations, still a reduction. And because there's a reduction of body, you don't have enough people to run a business. And you need people to run the business. And without people to run the business, eventually the business has to do what? Close down. It becomes a liability to the stakeholders and the shareholders. And so because it becomes a liability, they withdraw what? Their investment. They begin to say the cost outweigh what? The benefit. So it costs more to keep it open than it does what? the fact of having no employees. So they replaced workers. First rollout, Walmart failed. When they put AI robots in there, but it wasn't really AI. It was some kind of robot they had created, and it failed. They recalled it, and they failed it. They discontinued it. They ended the program. So now everything becomes with touchless access. So since the robots are failing in some locations due to the technology, what they're doing is putting in registers where they're contactless. And what I mean by this, meaning that you won't have the ability to access a cashier, that you'd have to wait till somebody comes and put in a code for you if you need help, or if you need to take something off, or you need an identification verification. And so now you have all these registers where people are just ringing up the grocery by themselves and nobody's monitoring. There's a whole bunch of cameras that are surrounding. So workplace technology is shifting, and they're moving bodies to the floor, and they're letting people do all the work. And so that reduces what? That reduces the number of people that we got to have in the building. We already don't have enough staff, so what do? We create registers for them customers to ring up their own stuff, and we allow the staff that we have in the store a little bit to work on reshelving, cleaning, mopping, and stocking all of these things, facing the shelves. But it does not change that the more and more we go through the years and the more seals it opens, that the e-commerce market will be impacted in a way that is going to hurt them. And they're going to start closing their doors like a domino effect. COVID-19 already showed us that businesses, and I'm not talking about mom and pop stores because they survived. I'm talking about these corporate entities shut down hundreds of stores, gone out of business. One pandemic had the ability to cancel several businesses. Restaurants pulled out of locations. Big cities just gone. But in the local area, they're still there. TGI Friday's still holding on here in some other areas, but it's gone in other places. So you see, businesses are what? Withdrawing where they were not able to make money and not able to keep staff. And the pandemic has shown, Rona has shown, that they are not more powerful than what she can do. But economically, what it is that they're top heavy. Every business structure is top heavy. I mean, your executives are paid more money than the staff at the lower level. And anytime the executive dollar get major hit and markets begin to crash, they start withdrawing. And how do they start cleaning up? First, they start cleaning up by reducing operations, shutting down plants, shutting down stores. Now that they shut down plants, shut down stores, then they're stuck with what? Another option, closing call centers. After they close call centers, if that does not work, they begin to shut down remote offices. These little miniature corporate places, corporate stores that they have, they begin to shut them down. If that doesn't work, they begin to liquidate, sell shares, reduce shareholders, begin to sell out their stock, rebrand, give their names to somebody else for somebody to rent it or buy it from them or sell the company. And if nobody wants to buy it because the equity is too low or too bad, then they do what? Shut it down. Putting millions of employees into the market of unemployment. And many of you might have to make room for your cousins and their cousins and nieces and nephews because the Republicans did not sign the extension of the rent moratorium, nor extension of any other policy moratorium. It was not done today. And they have decided to go on vacation. So many people will be struggling to find out or figure out how they're going to pay their rent, how they're going to get back to work. So you got to remember, some of these companies didn't open back up. They were impacted negatively by the virus. And because of that, many of them had to close, meaning all these employees that are receiving unemployment are receiving unemployment because they are not able to find a job to care for them like their previous job did. So they're looking for stability, and financial stability is what it is. And if they can't get it, then they what? Collect unemployment. All right, make sure you get your meat, red meat, your meat. And I don't know how many of you eat pork. I don't eat pork. But for those who do, bless your heart. But how many of you, when you get your meat, start getting your meat from a local butcher and make sure that it is 100% grass-fed. One way to take the check and make sure that you have solid beef is to get beef from the grocery store and beef from a local butcher. And you want to cook one patty of the local butcher and one patty of the beef from the store and two separate frying pans. And I want you to cut it in half. That'd be a couple of mayonnaise, a pickle on it, piece of cheese and tomato and lettuce. And I want you to bite it. Quality of the meat. And watch the difference of what you buy out of the store versus what you'll get if you'll get it from a local butcher. And once you taste the difference, you're going to realize that I need to get my beef from the local butcher. I ain't going to ask how many of y'all, yes, I am. How many of y'all eat at Hardee's? If you eat at Hardee's, you're eating bison. You're eating bison, which is buffalo. The different type of red meat. All right? Make sure that when you begin to plant your garden, you have vitamin C, vitamin K, iron, magnesium, potassium, and invest in the seed oil press and make your own oil. They're like $200, $300, sometimes cheaper than that. Or you can get the hand crank one, which is lesser than that. But if you're people like me that don't have time to sit there and hand crank and put the nuts in there and walk off and do something else, get your automatic one off Amazon. And you want one to do olive oil, peanut oil, and sunflower. We're almost done. So as we continue to progress through the days and years, you got to remember, the man of God told us that by 2024, America will be X'd out, will no longer be a nuclear power. So that puts us at how many years from now? We're in 2021 now, we got 3 years. 3 years. And he let us know by 2028 to be another paradigm shift, meaning there will be another seal to open. Even though we haven't had several seals to open, but the seal that should open again, the seal that should open in 2028 is going to be a part of the paradigm shift. But whenever it opens, things are going to shift dynamically. So what you need to do now is begin to go back through everything that you have that he's given you and given us over the years for survival. Something that we need to be doing now, something that we should be doing now is what we should be doing. You understand me? So if you don't have any of this information, make sure that you find someone that is willing to share it or is able to share it with you. Because there are things that we know how to do, that other people don't, that are saints, that are connected with us, and friends and partners with us in ministry. It is our prayer that no man be lost, nobody perish. However, the Bible says, save yourself and those that will hear you. Amen? Continue to take your vitamin D3 herbs and wear your mask. And we still are on no vaccine strike. We are strike no vaccine. Because even when the Delta variant finally make its way through a few genetic DNA strands of cultures in this country, I mean, once it passed through some blacks and white minorities, once it done passed through everybody, all types of DNA, vaccine ain't going to matter anyway. Because it's going to be able to change itself. You need to see what the meaning of it, what it's able to do. And that's all COVID has been doing is going through DNA. See, what they didn't tell you was that COVID-19, the virus in itself, all it is a virus that passes through DNA. So what do you mean? Why do we have a different strain? European strain, this got a strain, they got a strain. Everybody has a different strain.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of the strands are meeting in North America. Every strand that COVID has had is now here, including the most deadliest one.
Jesus.
And now there's another deadly one that is on a rebound in India.
Mm.
And the fungus, the dream they had about the fungus, my secretary stumped me. The news from CNBC, this was what? June, this was this month, July something, had the dream in June. They had the warning in the early part of the month. And not only did you get the one in the early part of the month, she sent me the article from the news. And the article came out, well, not even the article, the news report came out, going back to see. It came out July 23rd. Got that warning to people, and this was in June. Gave the warning in June and in July,
mm-hmm.
and the virus came out the 23rd. And it's in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The fungus is here. Layer your mask. And stop touching everything you see when you go in the store. Looking is still a positive factor. Sometimes you have to go back in your mind and remember the days when you were a child. And you go in the store and you get a little pep talk when your mom or your grandma say, don't look at nothing, don't touch nothing, don't ask for nothing. If you're not going to directly buy it, don't pick it up. Stop sniffing fruit. Going through smelling fruit. And stop semi or stealing grapes to see if they're sweet. You don't know how many hands have been in there. I know you're trying to taste and see. Let me see if it's sweet. Let me get one. But everybody's hand has been in there eating off that same bag. You don't know who sneezed. You know, I went to the bathroom and washed their hands when they came back out. Stop doing that. Because many of you will get viruses and infections by default. Understand? And there are more mandates coming down federally. So watch and see. They're giving you what? Free will and opportunity to make a conscious decision to go and get the vaccine before they start trying to mandate. That's why it's important that you stock up on things now. Because Florida, if you live in Florida, Florida is on its way to becoming another epicenter. So if you don't have your alcohol and all this stuff, go get it now. And if you cannot find ammonia, anywhere in Florida or anywhere in your local area, go to another city, to their local area, local stores, and see if you can find ammonia there. Publix sell it, grocery stores sell it, CVS and Walgreens have it. If they don't have it in your area, go to another place. I was lucky enough, blessed enough to find some at our Walmart, find some at our CVS. Get you several bottles of ammonia, realizing now that there are no restrictions on how much you can buy or get. I'm standing right now in my office, and I have what? How many bottles? Three bottles of alcohol, probably more than that somewhere around here. Three bottles of alcohol in my office. And I think I got a bottle of alcohol in my room. And I'm going to get more alcohol and ammonia and cleaning supplies and more masks. Why am I getting all of this? Because I realize that things will get worse before they get better. The other part of the dream that I didn't tell you was, with the one with the fungus, was that when I made it home, everybody had to stay on their own property. And when you went to the grocery store, you went to the grocery store by section. So you got to understand that you got to make sure that you have what you need . Get a hand crank radio, solar power hand crank radio, two-way radios. You want a scanner. You can take the class and get you one where you can talk to whoever and license them, but you don't need that. You just need to know what's going on. And keep your eyes, and I'm getting ready to close, keep your eyes on space movement. Anybody want to go to space now? But the plans have not been unveiled, but they will be. And somebody going to think it's a bright idea to build a colony on Mars. But it'll fail.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll cost millions of lives.
Jesus.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We're closing here, because I know you all have church tomorrow. Amen. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We honor you for your spirit in this place, for what you've said and what you've done. God, breathe in the midst of this place, oh God. Let your glory be revealed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Listen, if there's anybody on here that wants to be saved, if you want to be saved tonight, press *6. Come over on the platform. If you want to be saved, you want to be saved. What he says, every prophet, hear me. Every prophetic vessel, hear me. If you're a prophet of God, now is the time for intense intercession. Cover yourself daily. Do you understand me? Cover yourself daily.
Mm-hmm.
I stood in the yard today before service at the other house. And the spirit of witchcraft was sent at me, dropped my heart rate all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood there and I shook. And I told my mother, told my mother and my godbrother, I said, my heart rate just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I shook it off of me. Heart rate spiked. Hit 76 and the heart rate dropped all the way down to 56 and was dropping. And I'm standing up talking. It dropped down to 56 beats per minute. Then spiked to 118. And I said, I won't be moved. I'm going to preach today.
Yeah.
And whoever you are that spoke it and sent it, it's going to tear your house up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Lord began to do with me about the words, by this time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be putting time limits on stuff. We'll be putting time limits and restrictions on stuff, but you got to start saying, by this time tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
expect it and see it and believe it, and it's what? Yours. And nobody can what? Take it from you. Faith without works is dead. So you got to believe it. Now faith is something hoped for, and everything is the things not seen. Amen? Amen. If you need prayer, you want to be saved. Anybody want to be saved tonight? Come over on the platform. Come over on the platform. We're going to give you a few more minutes to decide if you want to make Jesus your Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the perfect time to give the Lord your life, because you never know when your time is. You never know who may not like you and may try to do you wrong, do harm you. Now is the day. Today is the day that you give him your life. Surrender your all to him. Give it to him. He'll protect you. He'll cover you. He'll heal you. He'll bless you. He'll deliver you. He'll set you free.
Yeah.
Now is the day that you give him your life.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform?
No sir. Providence, there's no one on the platform.
Amen. Is anybody need prayer tonight? Anybody need prayer? Anybody need prayer? You're desiring prayer tonight.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, man of God.
Amen. God bless you.
This is Sister Jane. I tell you, I enjoyed that. Everything you said is true. Amen. Even down to the witchcraft. Amen. It's true. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for delivering the message tonight. God bless you. I'm desiring prayer for my nephews. Amen. And I'm desiring prayer for my family and me. And I would like to ask a question. If I may, now you said cover yourself. Tell us how to cover ourselves, if you don't mind. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, too. Anoint yourself daily. Anoint yourself daily. Anoint yourself daily. Read scriptures of faith. Read Psalms 91 over your life. Read Psalms 119, 109. Read scriptures that protect scriptures and stand in believing. We're not using the scripture to fight against anybody. We're using the word of God to remind God, God, this is what you says you'll do for me, and I'm asking you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So read the scriptures, anoint yourself daily, anoint your feet, anoint your hands. Don't touch nothing. When you get home, if you find something disturbed or disrupted around your door, don't touch nothing. With your bare hands, nothing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Don't you put your hands on nothing. I'm going to tell you something. When there's stuff disrupted and disturbed, the different shade of dirt that's in your doorway or on something, that's what you call laying a trick. That's what they do in voodoo. And by the time you done touched it, you already messed up. So pay attention to everything around your space, your gas tank. Make sure you look and check your gas tank. Make sure nobody uses no key to open your gas tank. Ladies, men, don't leave your bottles of drinking water or whatever around. Don't leave your purses around. Don't leave stuff just around a group of people, because you don't know who is pretending to like you. Amen.
Amen. One more question, man. You said 119, 191, and did you name any more? I'm fighting them down.
Read the book of Psalms. Just read the book of Psalms and understand what David was asking God to do for him. Read it and read the word. When it said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Read the scripture and understand what God is saying, what Isaiah said, what they are beginning to declare and decree, and believe God to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Mm-hmm. All right.
God bless you, man of God. Thank you.
God bless you, too. You're welcome. Anybody else need prayer? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else need prayer? Press star 6.
You could pray for me, Naomi.
Yes, ma'am. What you need prayer for?
Oh, just for strength.
Okay.
Yes, because
I'll definitely be praying for you.
I need strength because I've seen a lot of COVID cases tonight. Did a lot of terminals.
Okay.
I need.
All right. Definitely be praying for you. Cover yourself. Make sure you cover yourself.
Yeah,
make sure you cover yourself. This Delta.
About the oil, I put oil on my head and I be praying for myself. And I be
yeah, this Delta variant is not. This Delta variant, they don't know what they think they know about it. It's going to flip on them. You protect yourself at all costs. Save yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
I be anointing myself with that oil, and I be praying that God will cover me. He said he's going to cover me. I clean a lot of rooms.
He definitely will cover you. Amen. Anybody else need prayer? Press star 6. Press star 6. Anybody else? Anybody else need prayer? We love the Lord on tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Oh, my God, is anybody on the platform?
Nobody. No, no, sir. It doesn't look like there's anybody else trying to come over. Hold on a minute. Hold on, man.
Mm-hmm.
God. Is somebody? Okay, looks like it's free. No one's trying to come up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm going to say this.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, there we are.
Amen. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Betty, and I'm requesting prayer for my Sister Mary. Today, her blood sugar spiked up to over 500, so the doctor told her, don't go to sleep. So I'm requesting prayer for her and also for my Sister Martha and my daughter Martha in my home church, which is Help the Bar. And pray for Sister Betty.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Amen. I'm going to say this because a lot of people get a little leery and put a little spook in witchcraft when you start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We know as saints of God that it's existing, but we do not believe in, meaning that we don't worship it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So we clarify that. All right? I'm going to pray for your sister, and I'm going to pray for your aunt.
Praise the Lord.
Pray for
her. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes,
ma'am.
Praise the Lord, man of God. I'm Evangelist Bradley. This is Sharon Hunt. I'm calling today because I got a call today concerning our dear evangelist, Paula Everett. I'm not sure about the details of what's going on, but I just want to just make sure we just keep her lifted up in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else?
I'm just going to put my brother on the line tonight as well. He went to the hospital having problems. They're trying to say he's having renal failure, but we believe God. His name is Andrew. Amen. We just want to lift him in prayer on tonight as well.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? Oh, yes, All right. Is there anybody else? Oh, my God. Is there anybody else?
It looks like that's it for right now.
All right. We're going to pray, saints.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure y'all get to church because you're going to tell your pastor the proper head out all night. Nope. You're going to be church. Study your lessons, whether you're virtually, study your lessons for Sabbath school or Sunday school, whatever y'all call it, but we call it Sabbath school over here. Amen. Study your lessons. If you have not had your Sabbath school before, still study your lessons. Get in your word, pray, read your scriptures, and make sure that you are ready for bed. Another thing I want to let you know is that if you're not using your technologies at night, and especially if your eyes are closed and they're in the back of your head and you are snoring and slobber is running out your mouth, turn them off.
Mm.
You don't need them on. Turn them off. Turn them off. You want to make sure that in the case of an EMP attack, that your devices are not fully powered. And if you could turn them off, turn the power off of them, whatever the case may be. And what is an EMP attack? It's electrical matter. It's an electrical magnetic pulse. That's one shoots a electrical magnetic pulse attached to a rocket head into the atmosphere of your region, and it explodes and it knocks out all the electricity. That's why solar is important. We're praying now for the saints of God tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We ask you, Father, that you will sweep over this place, over this atmosphere, dear Holy Ghost. Father, we pray even now in the name of Jesus to everyone, O God, that has put a request in, O God, a petition in. Father, we pray, God, that you will cover them, God. We speak healing over every family member. We speak deliverance over every loved one, even now in the name of Jesus. Save, set free, and deliver tonight. Father, we pray, oh God, that you will move by your spirit and your power, Father, by thy name, Jesus. God, bind the will of the enemy tonight, God, and bring his works to know. Even now in the name of Jesus, bind every spirit, oh God, of distraction. Bind every spirit, oh God, of the hindering spirit, oh God. Bind every spirit, oh God, with the enemy attack our finances, God, and we drive them out tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God, that it is well. Father, we speak life over our lives, that we shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, God, cover us under your blood. Cover those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whose name has been released in the atmosphere. We tear down strongholds tonight. We break yokes. We break chains. Everything, oh God, Lord, that exalts itself above you, God, we pull it down and put it on the foot of the cross tonight. Father, we send fire to the bosom of the enemy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, stir up your wind, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, stir up your hand tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, work your will in us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for victory. We thank you, oh God, for the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as one songwriter say, take everything, oh God. Oh God, that's inside of us, Jesus. Oh God, that we don't need, that we shouldn't have. Take it away from us, Father. Father, we pray tonight, oh God, for a washing of your blood, a sanctifying, renew our hearts, renew our spirit, oh God. If we purge us tonight with his supper, sanctify us, oh God. Make us clean tonight, oh God. Examine our hearts tonight. We bind every spirit, oh God, that sins. By wind and air, we bind every spirit of witchcraft. We bind soothsaying tonight, divining voodoo, God. Oh, Santeria, God. Every gatekeeper, Father. Yes, Lord. Every necromancer, spirit, oh God. We overthrow it. Every tarot card reading devil, oh God. Ouija board spirits, oh God. Spirits, oh God, we come against it now. We bind the Father God, oh God, spirits, oh God, oh God, for opening doors, oh God, for white witches, oh God, for Irish witches, Father, Brazilian witches, Father, we come against it now. We shut the gates, oh God, of Papa Legba and Grisha, oh God, we tear up their Gregory bags in the mighty name of Jesus. We send up every white coffin tonight. We destroy and scatter every grave, Lord, we overthrow the brick dust that was thrown in the mighty name of Jesus. We tear it up from the foundation now. We destroy it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, by thy will, Jesus, we destroy the work of the will of the enemy tonight. We send the fire of God. We send the hand of God against him now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we command everything in the earth, oh God, that's been buried or cast with our name, oh God, that you did not authorize. We command the earth to gurgitate it and spit it out. And Lord, we send it back to the bosom of the sender tonight. We give you glory. We send it back tonight. We send it back tonight. We loose every shackle. We break every chain. We send it back. Every witchcraft curse, every spiritual curse, we send it back to the bosom of the sender.
Jesus.
Every conversation, oh God, of wickedness and deceit with our name on it, oh God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
spirit
Lord.
Of jealousy, we bring it down under the foot of the cross. We destroy your works now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we bind them. Yes, Lord. We bind every enchantment. We bind every image, God. We bind every spell tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. We overthrow its will. We overthrow its assignment. Yet not my soul, Rabbi. We command it to be broken. Every yoke of bondage, every yoke and spell, we break it up in your mind. We untie your mind tonight. We unshackle your hands. We unshackle your feet. We unshackle your bank accounts. Loose your hold now. In the name of Jesus, we command you to go now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command every yoke. We can there, yes, there be we command every spirit of God, every stronghold. Yes, God. Every husband spirit. Every husband stealing curse. We come against you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the Jehovah. We release it, God. We release the demandio child. We release, oh God, every spoken word. We send it back to the bosom of the sinner. We bash through every altar tonight. Every witchcraft altar. We tear it down. Every voodoo altar. We tear it down. In the name of Jesus, we unearth the will of the enemy, God. And we send it back to them. Into their bosom, oh God. Let it return. Let it return. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender. In the fire of God, we send the arrows of the Lord destruction upon the head of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We untie every mind. We turn we untie every thought process. We untie your mind. We undo it now. We are in the Bahoshia. We throw spiritual salt. And every third eye. We bash through every glass ceiling. And we sever every eye membrane tonight. In the name of Jesus. Every crystal ball be destroyed. We are in the Bahoshia. Call the spirit of confusion. Call man to pay. The mind sick here. The fall in the midst of the enemy, God. Let the enemy pass. Be scattered.
Glory to God.
Oh, yes, God. Cause their altars to catch fire. Cause them to catch fire. I lose the seraphim tonight. On assignment. Burn up altars. Burn up altars.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Ah, yeah. Go ahead and you
hey.
Oh, shake a tabaho be a saya. Go my tabaho sa.
Go
go in these shirts with Africa altars. Yes, Lord. And destroy the altars that pastors have built in their churches. The tie members to the church. Yes, Lord. Expose the tampering, God. Hey, so Rabbi said, expose the tampering that pastors do with the Lord's Supper, God. To keep members tied to their church. Oh, yes, Jesus. Expose the work of it. Expose it.
In the name of
Jesus. Expose it. Expose it. Pastor God, just operate now with your cult.
Do it, oh God.
Cover your people, oh Jesus. Cover them under your blood, God. Cover the innocent hearts and minds of your people tonight. Cover them, Jesus. Oh, yes, God, from manipulation and control, from witchcraft, leadership.
Yes,
cover them, God, from abuse of control and leadership. Control, call your people, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Cover them tonight.
Jesus.
Cover them tonight.
Yeah, Lord.
Divine the spirit, oh God, of unruliness over leaders.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Causing them to mishandle your people, Jesus.
Jesus.
Cropping Pharaoh's heart tonight, Jesus. Yes, God. I free some people tonight.
Jesus.
I free you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Some of you want to leave the church right now. Some of you want to leave.
Jesus.
You want to leave that church. You want to leave that church right now. But you've seen the pastor speak death over other people for leaving. But I bind every death curse that can come your way. And I send it back to their bosom like fire. And I free you tonight. I cut you loose. You don't have to stay in that place any longer. Some of you pastors are submitted under leaders that treat you less than your station. I free you. I free you tonight. As a prophet of God, I cut you loose. I sever the connection so you can find safety and shelter with someone that can love you, that can father you and mother you in the spirit for real. Yeah, never host I.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Women of God.
Yes.
Single women. Unsaved women. Unsaved women. I want you to hear me. The way you keep a man, you love him. You love him. And if he don't stay, he ain't yours. You don't need to use extreme means.
Yes.
You don't have to use your body area or your disposal from your body to keep a man bound to you. That's witchcraft, baby. That's what you call blood sacrifice. That's voodoo.
Jesus.
You don't do that. That's keeping somebody there who don't want to be there. Let him go.
Yes.
Let him go. Because if you don't let him go, the end result is going to be far worse than what you thought.
Jesus.
If he wants you, he'll stay. If you don't want her, stop putting nickels in her underwear, causing sickness and diseases to be upon her.
Jesus.
Let her go. You don't have to kill her or harm her because you no longer want her. Give her a course of separation and deal with your own embarrassment.
Jesus.
Go and get delivered from your lust and fornication ways.
Jesus.
In your adulterous heart. Stop sneaking around on your wives with these girlfriends and even these boyfriends. You're getting ready to be exposed. It's time.
Oh,
it's time to find God for real.
Yeah.
Your grace is running out. And yeah. He's tired of warning you to get your house in order.
Mm.
Do it now. And do it today.
Jesus.
God bless you into the hands of the woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. We thank God for you, prophet. Glory be to God. Glory to God. People of God, you've heard the word on tonight. Glory be to God. What more can be said? Glory be to God. Tonight, glory to God, we just encourage you to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God that we might be able to escape. Glory be to Hayayalabosha. Glory to God, the Lord has come. He's exposed. Glory to God, the works, the hand, and the plan of the enemy. Glory to God. And we don't have to be bought. We don't have to be, glory to God, we don't have to be caught. Glory be to God. Hayayalabosha, God. We don't have to be caught unaware, people of God. Glory to God, because surely we've been forewarned on tonight. Glory to God. All we can do tonight is encourage you. Glory to God, take this word, people of God. Take this word. Glory to God, those of you, amen, Jesus, that are on the line tonight, please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Get a copy, hallelujah. Yelabashe, God, hallelujah. Get a copy of this word on tonight. Get a copy, amen, of this word on tonight. Glory to God. Listen to it again. Re-listen to it. There's so much information that has been given on tonight. People of God, you need this information. Glory to God, your lives depend on it. Your loved ones' lives depend on it. Glory be to God. And tonight, you can get a copy. Glory to God, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Glory to God. And tonight, you can get a copy. That number to text on tonight is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Send us a text message, amen, and we'll send you a link directly to your phone, and you can listen to this broadcast, amen. Glory to God. Listen and be blessed. Listen and be warned. Glory to God. As well, you can text on tonight, 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, get a copy. Amen. Get your copy. Someone else. Amen. Glory to God. Too much information was given out on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, we got to save ourselves. Amen. We got to save ourselves. Glory to God. We want to save our loved ones. So whosoever will on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get your copy. Get your copy and listen and listen and listen again. Amen. Glory to God. Man of God, we thank you on tonight. We bless God for you. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the prayers, for the petitions that have gone. Hallelujah. We thank God for the prayers and the petitions that have gone forth on tonight. Glory be to God. We believe God by faith. Glory to God. It's already done. Glory to God. Every prayer, every petition, amen, we see it already done. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the faith, glory to God, that we have. Glory to God, that if we ask anything, glory to God, and we have certainly touched and agreed on tonight. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory be to God. And we're going to ask, amen, our advisor, amen, if she's available. Glory be to God, Minister Ollie Booker on tonight, if she would come and pray a blessing. Glory to God. If she would pray a blessing, amen, glory to God, upon you on tonight. Glory to God. If you're available, Minister Booker, if you could press *6 and come over. Glory to God, on the broadcast side on tonight, just for *6. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. My soul.
Yes, Lord.
And all that is within me, I bless his holy name. Praise the name of the Lord tonight. Thank you, the Most High God. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Yes.
God bless each of you all tonight. God bless you for the word. God bless you for wisdom, life. Yes. Thank God for protection.
Yes.
I praise God tonight for all that he has said.
Yes.
And all that he is doing. I thank God yes. tonight. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace, we come, first of all, with thanksgiving in our heart. Father God, we ask you to bless the man of God,
yes.
only like you can, Father. We ask you, God, to cover him, shield and protect him, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, we ask you to let your face shine upon him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Direct his path, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, lead and guide him, Father, in the way that you desire him to go, God. In the name of Jesus, continue, Father God, to bless his mouth, bless his heart. Bless his eyes, every part of him, God. In the name of Jesus,
in the name
it will be a blessing, Father God, unto your people. In the name of Jesus, let him only say that you will of him. Let him only say what you will of him, Father. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God. We ask you now, God, let your face shine upon him, Father. Bless the work of his hand, Father. In the name of Jesus. Bless whoever his feet thread, because the scripture declared that you would. In the name of Jesus. And I am in agreement with what you say, Father. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God. We ask you to open doors that no man can shut, Father. And God, we ask you to close doors that no man can. In the name of Jesus. Keep them, Father God. Keep them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Keep him, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus, from all four corners of earth. From all four corners of earth. We find out everything, God, that's not right. In the name of Jesus. And we send it back from which it came. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you declare by your word, whatsoever we loose on earth, you'll loose it in heaven. Whatsoever we bind on earth, you're binding in heaven. And Lord God, I am in agreement with what you say.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Bless God. Wherever he goes, it already blessed. It is already blessed. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. But you know your God more than enough.
Oh, Gloria.
Give an overflow. Give an overflow, God.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're God more than enough. And God, the workman's word of the high. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the first word.
Yes, God.
Praise the first word daily in his mouth that he can speak to your people, Father. In the name of Jesus. But anoint the ears.
Yes, Jesus.
And ask anointed that we may hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Yes, Lord.
The Spirit of obedience that we may obey what we hear.
Yes,
that it may be life and well with our soul. In Jesus' name. God bless him. God keep you.
God bless you always.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Blessings on you. Blessing on you. God bless the ministry. In Jesus' name.
Lord,
amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord, God. Bless your name, God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Bless your name, God.
Bless your name, God.
Yes,
Lord. Bless
your
name, God. Yes, Lord. Bless your name, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I bless you.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless
you. Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. In the name of Jesus, I bless you now.
Yes, Lord.
In all ways, forever. In Jesus' name. Oh, bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God.
Yes,
Cover her with your anointing, oh God. Provide everything she needs. Let nothing be missing and nothing lacking, oh God, for her life. God, begin to finance that vision. Finance the vision, oh God. Finance the vision. Finance the vision. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. That which she has not spoken of, but it sees. God, that thing that rests on her, the blueprint that is there. God, I pray now that you finance it.
Thank you.
Finance it now.
Abba.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Abba. And investors from the north, the south, and east, and the west, call somebody to donate the facilities, oh God, instead of renting it. Call somebody to donate the facilities for her to use it. In the name of Jesus, I call in the donations.
Yes,
Lord. Call somebody to donate even the packaging, for the program. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Enlarge her territory. Expand her borders. Yes,
glory.
Lord. Call somebody to walk up to her, God. Vision. In her. Oh, yes, Lord, and cause her to donate to her, give to her, God. Oh, yes, Lord, cause somebody to donate their artistic time, oh, God, to design the flyers, the logos, to go on the bags, oh, God. Yes, Lord, I don't know what I'm seeing, but Father, bless it. Oh, God, the musicians that will come, let them be by donation. The drummers, let them be by donation. Lord, even the speakers, the messengers, let them donate their time. Yes, Lord, let them donate their time. Even when she tried to give them a seed, God, let it be a donation of time, oh, God. God calls it to be blessed. Call it to be blessed, Jesus. I speak it into existence. It shall not fail. I bring prophetic life into it now, and I decree it shall live and not die, and it shall come to fruition, and there'll be no sabotage nor any delay, and it shall come at its set time in the spirit realm. In Jesus' name we pray. Blessed is our people, oh God, and we thank you now. Amen, and bless the Lord. Come to ECC Nation. Mother Karen James and the James family, cover them under your blood now, Jesus. We pray now to be so. Cover the bishop, cover apostle, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God, people of God, on tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
We just want you to rest right here in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. We know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving throughout this line. Glory to God. And we want you to, amen, let the Lord tabernacle with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Stay right there in that praise. Glory to God. Don't forget to get your copy of the broadcast. Glory to God. And we look to see you back here on tomorrow night. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, people of God. Hiya. Whoa. Hiya. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We see you back here on tomorrow night. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Jesus.